Blog Talk Radio.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will win. Oh, you will win. Yes, you will. I know you're broken, but
in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season. And it's called a champion. You want to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them, everything attached to you wins. Come on, let's just tell them, everything attached to you wins. Now just tell them, say, it's your winning season.
It's your winning season.
It's your winning season.
It's your winning season.
You've got God.
Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing tonight? I do apologize for the delay. There was a couple of technical difficulties. I do apologize. But I am glad that you're here. I'm glad that you are tuned in and ready for this amazing night. This is your host, Cassie, with a new reconstruction of 2019. And we're coming to you live every Thursday night at 7 o'clock, supposed to be. But sometimes you never know, this electronics. So you know how things happen, right? But I do appreciate you guys tuning in. And the topic tonight, you are in for a treat. We're going to hit on a couple of topics. So I'm going to give you the main topic. We're going to talk about this parenting issue. We're going to talk about this Botham Jim issue with his brother. We're going to talk about the apology. We're going to talk about the forgiveness. We're going to talk about the hugging. We are going to talk about all of it. But the main topic is parenting is everything. Are you up for the challenge? Now, that is the topic for tonight. And like I said, let me say it again. It's parenting is everything. Are you up for the challenge? Okay. You guys know I wrote a book. And the book is called A Mother's Love. And you can order it on Amazon. And it's by Cassandra Cheekin. If you go on my Facebook page, you can order it from there. It's a little link that will take you right to Amazon. Okay. But I am going to give you the number. Let me just try the number. I'll give it to you, and hopefully it'll connect okay. For the guest, 563-999-3682. Again, that's 563-999-3682. Okay? That's going to be the number that you call in. If you want to talk, you can press number one. If you don't want to talk, you can just listen, okay? Or it's blogtalkradio.com. And you put in parenting is everything. Are you up for the challenge? And you should be able to listen to us online. I hope everybody is having an amazing week so far. My little blood was up boiling yesterday. It's been boiling for, since the hearing of Botham Jim. That's the guy that, young man that was 26 that a year ago, police officer Amber Gardner went into his apartment and he was sitting down eating a bowl of ice cream watching the game. And she went into his apartment. I guess she put her key in, claimed she was at the wrong apartment, put in her key for her room. It blinked red, but the door was already open. So she thought it was a burglar. That's what she said, okay? But I don't know. No, we weren't there, but I'm just going by what she said. And she said that she saw something moving, and she gave Botham some commands. And, of course, Botham is thinking, you're in my house. Ooh, what's going on? Well, how'd you get in here, for one? And how'd you just walk in? Could you imagine the fear on both ends, okay? But for him, he's sitting there, chilling in his, probably his pajamas or drawers or whatever. And, you look at your door, your door's coming open, and he's like, what in the world is going on here? So somebody just starts shouting out commands. You shouting out there like, hey, this is my house. What you doing? What do you mean, So she shot him, and then she did admit to the jury that she shot him twice, and yes, she did intend to kill, okay? You heard that right, yes. And she had a lot of pretty negative racial slurs on her Facebook page, on her Pinterest account, and some emails, okay, that was really super racist, okay? So you already know what kind of life this young lady, her mom got up there testified, and, it was just a very pitiful case, The whole kit and caboodle was very pitiful, but then at the end they gave her 10 years, which is nothing, okay? You have black young men that
have drug charges that have more time than that, okay? Crack cocaine, you got more time than that. That was not, you didn't even kill anybody. But you had this intruder who is now a murderer to only get 10 years, and I'm so sick and tired. It's just, you know, now they try to pacify. Yeah, we'll give them a little time. We ain't going to give them much. We'll just give them a little, you know, so she can do 5 years and actually get out, okay, which is very crazy because for murder, you know, you murdered this innocent young man, and 10 years, 5 years, you're out and free. But what really, now that was one part that got me, but what really tore my, just put my blood to another level was his brother. His brother's 19 or 20, somewhere up in there. And the brother was supposed to testify. I guess you know how you come at the last minute, you know, at the last, and you give a testimony why you need her to be in jail or whatever, okay? Okay, this little boy get up there, and he says, you know, I say the word, I forgive you. Now, I don't even recall Amber asking for his forgiveness, for one, okay? And for two, she probably didn't want your forgiveness, and probably didn't care. You know what I'm saying? But he said, okay, Amber, I love you, I forgive you. And then, you know, he said some other things, and then turned around and asked the judge, you know, let me just tell you, anytime you have a black anybody, it's a judge or anybody that like white folk are caping for, okay, is a coon, okay? Now, if you got some white folks that like the union, you have three unions in the Dallas police. You have three unions. You have a Spanish union, you have the black union, and the white union. Now, the white union was behind this judge. Now, that should have told you something right there, okay? You got a bunch of white folks that's caping for you. You're cool, and they know you're cool, so that's why they caping for you. Then you had a black union that did not want her on that case. They wanted her removed off of that case, but she ended up, you know, seeing the case through. So I understand now why. I have never in my life, for one, this young man asked if he could hug her. I don't know why you're going to hug your brother's killer unless she was, you know, going to do something else when you got close to her, but that ain't what happened, okay? My thing is, never, my brother, you think, I mean, and he has really given black folk a bad name because now they're going to say, oh, look at them niggas. They sitting up there hugging and, you know, they thinking we just, you know, it's all good. No, it's not all good. For one, we don't forgive. And for two, you think when Yah comes back, he's going to be, you know, handing out hugs and kisses? No, he's going to be whooping up on their behinds for how they did his people, his chosen people, okay? And you know the history, you know what we believe. Yah, okay, we were not Christians before we got to this horrible, God-forsaken country. We're not Christians, okay? So I wish black folk would get their mind together and start doing some research. You've been in Christian churches forever, and what has it done to you that brainwashed you? Look up Cesar Borgia. Okay, look him up. The blonde hair with the white dude with the blonde hair and the blue eyes, that's Cesar Borgia painted as Jesus, okay? His dad was a pope who was sleeping with Leonardo da Vinci, who painted him to become Jesus, okay, because he was in love with him. So the dad told Leonardo da Vinci to paint his son, and, of course, the pope, now they think they're God, right? So the son of God was painted, so they call him Jesus. This is the letter J just came into existence 400 years ago, you guys, 400 to 500 years. It just came into the alphabet, okay? So what was he called before then? Look it up, people. Stop, because I was churched. I mean, I was there Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. I was there for prior practice. I was there for Saturday Night Live. I was there for Pastor's anniversary, the first lady's anniversary, the baby's christening. I was there, okay? I'm just saying, if I can look up and do my homework, you black folk can do the same thing. We've been in church. We've been church, and it's not working. It hasn't worked. We've just been comfortable, and we're too lazy to even get up and believe or search out our truth. The church has, you have to understand, all of the religion came through the Roman Catholic Church. It's all connected. So you know what Catholicism is. You know that's pagan worship and Christianity mixed in together, okay? There is no way you're going to be connected to pedophilia, homosexuality, okay? That's what they believe. That's part of their religion, the cross. Look it up. Has nothing to do with Christ. Christ wasn't even hung on a cross. He was hung on a tree. Read it. If you have the 1611 Bible, read it. It'll tell you he was hung on a tree. He wasn't nailed to a cross. That was something that the Roman Catholic Church came up with after they came up with the Trinity, and they also came up with the rapture. Okay, there is no rapture in the Bible. There is When they say one was taken and one was there, that means one died and one is still alive. Look up your history, you guys. Please stop being so slow. I can't take this. I'm just so irate right now. Every time I talk about it, just go right back up. My blood pressure just go right on back up because I'm so pissed off right now. I'm so tired. We have caked for white folks. We have loved on them. We have trusted them. We trusted them with our children. We trusted them with our lives. We trusted them with our husbands. We trusted them. We trusted them devils with everything. We trusted them with our businesses. We trusted them. We came up under them and lost everything. Martin Luther King duped us. Okay, if you look up your history with him, you'll find some history with him. I ain't going to go, that's another story for another day. Just like you heard some information about the Black Panther, that's another story for another day also. But you have to understand what's really going on, okay? These white folks have fooled us. They have changed the Bible. If you read the Bible before 1611 Bible, you'll get the truth. But if you go back 1700 on back, you're going to get the Roman Catholic Bible. You're going to get all this craziness, all of the lies, okay? You're going to get all that. But I want us to get to the point. We have to start. We are the only ones, you guys, that's holding up our liberation, okay? We are the only ones. We're holding that up, okay? Because it's messed like what you saw, him coming down, coming, can I hug? And gave her a big hug. The judge, of course, said yes. Of course, the judge said yes. So he came down and gave her a big hug. But my thing is, you hugging your brother's killer, you didn't even honor your brother at all. This woman killed your brother and meant to and told you she meant to do it. Told you I meant to kill him. This is her word, not mass. This is her word. Rewind it. Go back to the murder trial and rewind it. Okay? Things like on the floor when she testified. Okay? Listen to her testimony. Okay? But you have to understand, this is the brainwashing that has gone on into Christianity. Which is serving Caesar Borgia. We don't even serve the same God they serve, okay? You have to understand that, black folks. I wish my black family would wake up and smell the coffee because two-thirds are going to die. You don't get it together, you're going to die. I'm telling you, time is short for y'all to stay asleep. Y'all still sleep. Y'all don't even know. Half of y'all talking about y'all Gentiles. Show me that scripture. Please write it in the comments so I can see. Who told you guys were Gentiles? Who told you that? Who told you that? Everybody in the Bible was black. Who told you? Revelations 1:14 tells you you're black. They're black. Everybody tells you Jesus is black. And you know what gets me when black folks say, oh, it doesn't matter about his color. It does matter. Because if it didn't matter, they wouldn't have changed it. Come on. Wake up. Wake up. I've had enough of this craziness that we will honor a white person that murdered our brother, but then you'll walk past me and won't even smile, won't even wave, won't even say hey. My hair could be out of order. Nobody would come up and hear. One deputy was rubbing on Amber Glide's hair, just rubbing her hair down. Then you had the judge coming out the stand, hugging everybody. What the hell? What is going on here? What is going on? Have we lost our mind? What are we, you know, we're going to, I'm going to tell you what, we're going to reap all of that. We get ready to get this with that. I'm going to tell you what, these white folks are going to eat that up. Oh, they're going to eat it up. You seen them niggas, they sat up here at the Gabe and they were hugging. Everybody said, oh, that's a Christian way to do it. Let me just tell you something. It was so Christian. I guarantee you if that table's turned and they would have got up there and said, oh, we Christians, but I guarantee you that nigga would have got 100 years. I guarantee you that white woman that play like, for instance, Botham Jean, it had been the other way around and Amber Geyer had died. I guarantee you his mama, her mother and her sister wouldn't have been talking about, can I have a hug and I forgive you? I guarantee you they would have said, you better fry that Negro. You know I'm telling the truth, y'all. Because if those tables were turned and it was Botham Jean sitting down there because he shot her, because he shot Amber coming in his house, he would have got 100 years and he would have went under the jail. And I guarantee you his family would have never said, can I have a hug? They would have been, man, the papers would have crucified that boy. The papers. First thing you get up to, you see that big old picture of Amber Geiger and, you know, and Botham Jean's brother hugging. Come on. What is wrong with us? We okay for them, or we don't okay for each other. We got to stay focused. We got to learn how to love each other. We have to start teaching our babies how, start teaching them. Remember, God told us to pass down our family stuff, pass it down. We didn't pass on the hardships. We didn't pass on the slavery. We didn't pass on because we was free. we didn't pass any of this stuff down that our great-great-grandparents passed down to our mom, and then our moms passed on to us. Some of us seen the 60s, you know, 70s and stuff, and the 80s. You know, if you were born in the South, you saw it, okay? So you saw it. So, yes, we passed a little bit up and down, but my granddaughter, she knows what she read in school, which is a page of nothing, okay? And what I make her write now, you know, like I make her write different reports about different black folks and what they've done now, but how many other parents do that? Not just in February. I'm talking about all year round. For your children to understand who created the stoplight and who did the first blood transfusion and who was the Ford car. It was not the Ford at first. It was something else. My husband know that. What is the name of that car? Oh my God, I have it right on the tip of my phone. But Ford was not the first. He did not. General Ford was not the first one to make that car. It was a black guy. I cannot think of his name. My husband told me, oh, my God, what is that man's name? I'll think about it. I'll think of it. But he was the first one. But this is stuff that we should be passing down to our children. We should be teaching our children about Becky, not to touch Becky. We should be teaching our children how great their history, how great they are. We should be teaching them pouring love into them so that they can pour, so that we're supposed to be pouring love into our children so that they can pour love into each other. We have to give ourselves permissions right now to love each other, you guys. We have not been able to really love each other because generation upon generation, what we do, we spank our children because guess what? That's what Master did to us, so we passed it on along, okay? Master didn't, you know, we couldn't show love to our children because if we did, they would take them when they got mad at us. They would take them. So we had to be mean to our children. We had to treat them, you know, we had to spank them and everything else when Master was looking. Yeah, love on them at night, but then during the day, you had to, you know, not be close to your children. You couldn't really tell them you love them. You couldn't really act like you love them because if you did, they would snatch them. And any minute, they was going to get snatched anyway. And if you had a little bitty baby, they was going to be given to the alligator as used to the alligator bait. I'm just saying, we have to get to the place where we are loving on ourselves. Let's practice that for this whole month, for the next 30 days. It is December. Oh, Jesus. It's October 3rd. November 3rd, for one whole month, starting tonight, if you are going to Walmart, if you are going out to the store right now and you see a black person, I want you to wave, I want you to smile, or I want you to speak. You have three options, wave, smile, or speak. Which one? It doesn't matter which one you do, but I want you to wave, smile, or speak. Because I want us to change our mentality, but it's going to take us doing us. We are going to have to do this. Nobody else is going to tell us what we need to be doing. We have to do this. We have to start hugging ourselves. We have to start loving ourselves. We are done hugging our neighbors. We're done forgiving people for things that they did to us. Because you think it's a Christ-like thing to do. Let me just ask y'all a question. One question you got. Do you think that these white folks ain't going to never have to pay for what they did to us? Do you guys believe that? Do you guys believe that when y'all come down, when he come here, and he's coming, is he going to hand out, kisses and hugs to them? No, he's going to tap that behind because of the things that they have done to us. Read Revelation, okay? Read Revelation. Talks about how they martyred our children. And they're under the altar and they're asking Yah, how long, when are you going to revenge us? Read it. I think it's the sixth chapter. No, it's the sixth chapter, but I'm not mistaken. Read all of Revelation 6. Read it all. That'll help you understand. Oh, they are coming back. He is coming back and he is going to whoop up on their behind for the way that they have treated his chosen. Now, you can miss that mark if you want to. You can miss it if you want to. But you better learn before you close your eyes who you really are. Because you are living underneath your privilege right now. Underneath your privilege. I'm going to tell you what. I remember when I first found out who I was and I found out that we are black folk, the true chosen. Okay? It's in the Word. He said the Gentiles, Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles until he returns. Okay? That's in his Word. Who's in Jerusalem now? Who's in Jerusalem? Answer the question. It's the scriptures in the Bible. Jerusalem. Read it. Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles until his return. Read that scripture and then think about it. Think about it. Revelations 1:14. Look it up. Write this stuff down. Psalms 83. Read that. Jeremiah, the whole book of Jeremiah tells you who you are. Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 32. You need to write this stuff down so you can do your homework. It is time for us to wake up. Or if you're going to stay in these churches, hold these pastors accountable to start telling you your history. So that, because some of them don't even know who they are. I've been to a church, man, and said, we Gentiles. I was done. I've not been back. If you don't know who you are, how in the world are you going to teach me? You can't teach me because you don't even know who you are. So what you going to do about it? You start teaching your grandchildren. Start teaching your children. We have to start somewhere, you guys. We got to start retraining our thinking, retraining our children's thinking. We've got to put so much love into us and so much admiration. We've got to really pour in. You know how you could just compliment. Just every black person you see, just start complimenting. You've got to change something and stop saying, oh, you know how black folks feel. Black folks ain't gonna. Stop speaking negative against yourself. It's out of the way. You've got to change what you're saying. Come on. You cannot keep saying just anything you want to say and expect your life to be black. No. Stop being so negative on black folks. Yes, we went through slavery. We're the only ones that went through 200 years of hell, 500 years of hell. We're the only ones. But guess what? You think the slavery, the residue of slavery is not going to be on you? You think that you're going to come out of 400 years of depression, oppression, trauma, and be okay? No. The Word talks about that. The Word has so many scriptures on why we act the way we act. And you look at and be so down on your own. You be so down on yourself. You be so down on your brother and your sister. Give us the benefit of the doubt. Let's give each other the benefit of the doubt, you guys. Let's start loving on each other. If we don't change this thing, nobody's going to change it for us. They are looking at us now like, oh, them damn fools. Excuse me, you guys. I'm not a cusser. I'm not. I'm so mad right now. But they are really looking down. You got the Chinese and Asians whooping up on us women like we they slaves. Huh. That's why they was the dude in Chicago was closing. That what's his name? Muhammad. That boy's name, just Jesus. Was it Tyrone? Tyrone Muhammad, I think that's his name. He was marching, okay? He closed down the shop in Chicago because the shop disrespected three women, okay? And they've been marching, okay? Boycotted this shop, and nobody's going to the shop. So it's probably going to be closed, or it's probably already closed. But, yeah, he was protesting. Tyrone, I think it is, Tyrone Muhammad. And he was protesting because of the disrespect. And, I mean, but you have to understand, he got arrested. They brought him on charges. And then you know what black women did? They went back the next day. Mm. Yeah, I said they went back the next day and patronized the shop the next day. We cannot expect our men to take up for us. Ladies, we cannot expect our men to take up for us. And then when they do, we slap them in the face and go back to where the abuse started. But you have to understand, this is the residue of slavery. I know that. I hope you understand that. This is the residue of slavery. It really is. We've been traumatized, you guys. And it's the things that's been passed down from generation to generation. So the way Nat Turner was thinking, that stuff passed down to us is in our DNA. So we automatically want to please white folk, want to please our enemy. We want to please people that tell you every day, every chance they get, nigga, I hate you. I don't know what they need to say. I don't know how they need to say it. I don't know what they need to do besides blow your brains out. And they're doing that. So what else can you tell me? What else do you want them to do? They are telling you faithfully, I hate you. I wish one lady said, I hate you. I wish it was legal to kill you, and I'd kill all of you niggas. I'm not playing. This is what she said. And she kept saying, I hate you niggas. I hate niggas. This is what she was saying. And then I read the comments with Bob and Jean in Amagaigo. Then white folks was elated. White folks was caping. Anytime white folks caping for something, it's not something you need to be caping for. I had to come up there and say what I need to say, and I did, and I sure did, respectfully. But I told him about myself. Do you really believe if that shoe was on the other foot that you'd have saw anything like that? Because you got Christians now in the KKK burning. They burn folks. They cut babies out of our stomach. They fed our babies to alligators. They burned you alive, cut your penises off, castrated you, raped the men, women, and children in front, raped the men in front of their wives and in front of their children, took all of his manhood away, and castrated them, boiled them in hot water. This is what they did. And they still you in church Sunday, Bob. And now you are there. They are backing Trump, the most racist man that I know. Okay, and these white evangelicals are backing him. I mean, like, really rooting for this man. Really rooting for him. Believe that God put him there. He might have put him there, but not for the reason that he put him there, but to show us them. And I believe all of this stuff that's happening to us now is a way that y'all is using to push us toward him, away from them, toward him. He's got to do something, because black folks are comfortable. We was able to buy a house. We able to work a nice job. We able to go to college. We may not be able to get a job after you get out of college. But you're able to go. We got all that debt. Bernie Sanders talking about he gonna wipe out losing the sand. Everybody want to wipe the debt out, but don't nobody want to give you reparations. I don't need you to wipe nothing out for me. Give me reparations so that I can lead this godforsaken country. Buy me an island or something. Somebody asked me, what did you do? Probably buy me. You know what? No place is perfect, but I have a dream to move to Africa. That is my dream. That is really my dream. I'm not saying that they're perfect. They're not. But I just want some peace right now. I want to get away from a little bit. I want to be able to live there 6 months and live here 6 months. That's my dream. Okay. But my thing is, you guys have to understand that this is not our home, you guys. This place here is not black folks' home. They don't even want you here. And I heard about Brazil. I said, Brazil, they are Brazil, Britain. Is that Britain? Brazil. Yeah, they're killing. Phil on the Advisory Show was talking about how they, the new African diaspora show, they were talking about how they were killing people in Brazil. And they, what, like five a day, black folks. And they're trying to genocide. They're trying to kill them all. I mean, if you get five a day for 365 days, that's how many, okay? That's five times, five a day, okay? That's a lot of people. And these were babies, all babies today. All babies died. And they said that president over there is just like Trump. But I'm going to tell you what, it's okay because it's gonna be okay. But I'm going to tell you what, if y'all see my Facebook page, you guys need to be practicing your Second Amendment. You guys need to go to the range. Y'all need to get you a weapon. Y'all need to get you a 9, 380, something. You need to have something with you. Get your, check your state out. Is it open carry or concealed carry? You check your state out. And like our state, I can do both, concealed or open, okay? But if you don't have a permit, you got to do open carry. But if I want to, carry it, without everybody seeing it, I'm going to do the concealed carry. So, yeah, I do have my permit. So, yeah, I have my permit. And I have, I'm not playing with you. I'm not telling you something that I'm not already doing. I'm not playing with these people out here. I'm not playing. This is ridiculous. Some of this crazy crap wouldn't even be happening to people if you had something to back you up with. Ladies, get your tasers, get your mace. Get you a nice little man, or you can get a nice small one that can fit in your pocketbook or your purse, or your pocket. Put it in your pocket, or get you could open carry. Get you a belt and put you a holster on that thing and open carry. Get your permit though. Find out what your state says. But yes, you need to practice your Second Amendment. Yes, like there, if Boston Jean had been me, she'd have been coming in my house. I'll tell you what, it wouldn't. She would have been. I probably would have. But guess what? And the judge also told the jury that they could use what they call a cattle something, which meant that you can defend yourself in your home in Texas. So if someone's coming to my house and I live in Texas and I shoot you and kill them, I don't go to jail. That's what she told the jury that they could use. But guess what? No, that didn't apply to Amber because that wasn't her apartment. How you going to tell? That's how you knew the judge was crooked in the first place. That's how you knew she was crooked. I'm going to tell you what. I'll tell you. I don't know if it's time for her to run for office, but I'm going to tell you what. Y'all need to vote her out. That judge needs to come up off that bitch now. She is dismissed. Dismissed. Okay? Like I said, we are stopping our own liberation. I gave you an assignment this week for the next month. You have to start somewhere, you guys. If you guys don't start, who's going to do this for us? If we don't start changing our mindset and dealing with our mindset and dealing with this coonery and dealing with this self-hate, if we don't start dealing with this and getting some help, I don't know if I got some psychiatrists, some psychologists out there that can do some 30-minute, I don't know. Something got it. The ones that can't afford something, I don't know what to do. I'm just at an edge here. I don't know what in the world we need to be doing. But I'm just trying to start somewhere. Okay, do something. Do something. Because right now, we looking real bad. We are looking like fools. That little boy made us look like fools. Made black folks look like fools. So now we hugging murderers. Wonder how many white judges did that to black murderers before they gave him 100 years. You got a woman in jail now that stole a coat because she has a 3-strike, because they have the street. We the only one to do the 3-strike. I hope you know that, okay? I'm just saying black folks the only one to get that 3-strike. White folk ain't doing that. I'm going to tell you, little girl that I work with, okay, said she was speeding, caught speeding at 55. No, she was going 55 in like a 35. And she said, oh, the officer put it like a 45. That's what she told me. And she, I'm like, they don't do that for us. We got all that. That's reckless, right? So I think she was going 35 and 50, 30, going 55 and 35. Ain't that reckless? That's reckless, right? She could have went to jail. I'm just saying. And she said the police, not sit down for, but this ain't the first time. This is the second time. The first, she got caught once other time, too. And I said, your insurance went up. She said, no, because when I got to court, he did a lesser charge on her. This is what they do with my kids. This is why I keep telling you, they're not going to jail. That's for your children. That's for our children, okay? They're not going to jail. Them jails is not built for Amber. So that's why she's going to do is probably 3 years and come on up out of there. I'm telling you now. But I'm going to tell you what. Let me just tell y'all one thing. Y'all think she got away with that? Heck to the no. Baby, let me tell you before you leave this earth. Before you leave this earth, Yah makes all wrongs right. Did you hear me? Before you leave this earth, either. Now, you have to understand, sometimes stuff is happening now because of their ancestors. What they did to us in slavery. Okay, come on now. Sometimes we're looking at people that's got cancer, they got this, that, and the other, and they got, you know, all these diseases that you can't even pronounce. They got brain eating this and flesh eating this and all this crazy stuff. And people say, well, nobody in my family had it. Okay, you have to understand that is coming from grandpa or great grandpa who probably burned a man alive, okay, or cut off somebody's penis or raped somebody and then let all his friends. Rape him. Okay? Rape him. Yeah, I said him. Yeah, in front of his family. That's what, honey, we can't even imagine some of the stuff that went on in slavery. We cannot even imagine. We cannot even imagine. But I'm telling you what, it is time for us to get it together. It is time for us to heal. We are stopping our liberation. I'm going to tell you that again. We are stopping our liberation. We are stopping our liberation. We are stopping our liberation. We are stopping it. But now, let's talk about parenting. Okay, because I know I just wanted to, that wasn't even what I was planning on talking about. I just had to say a little bit about that. Talked about that. Okay. I want to talk about parenting. Okay. There is a little boy by the name of Desmond. And Desmond can dance. Hold on, let me see. His name is Desmond. is amazing, okay? He's a dancer. This little boy, mama, okay, he's 11, and he is known as the drag queen mascot, okay, for the LGBT element of people. Okay, I'm just saying it like that. This little boy, he got a job. Yes, a job. He's 11. And they have him dancing at this club in New York called $3 Club. He's dancing at this club in New York. And this is a gay club, okay? He's 11. And he is dancing in front of homosexuals and pedophiles, and they are throwing money at this little boy, okay? But you have to understand, we talked about the gay agenda last week, right? We talked about the gay agenda, okay? I want you to go back and look that up if you get a chance to, you guys, because I really want to, I try to connect from week to week, because mine is all of black, all about ADOS, all about Black One, all about getting our mindset right. And I'll talk about children, I'll talk about the men, I'll talk about the women, I'll talk about the family, but it's trying to get us to think about what's going on. Talked about the marijuana, talked about them emasculating our men and how they're trying to effeminize our men. And I talked about the toxicity in the homosexual men, and, you know, toxic, they want to call our men toxic, you know, toxic male or whatever. You know, masculinity or something. No, see, they're talking about our men. No, no, you're going to leave our men alone and stop trying to make our men out of women. Because, no, can't no, we have a bunch of men that's in the army and a war break out. What are they going to do? What, put their weave up? What, they got nails, they got weave, they got hair, they got eyelashes. What are they going to do? Put in a ponytail or take what? Come on. You can't fight no war with all that stuff on. Half of them ain't, please. Anyway. This 10-year-old, I don't know what's up with his parents. I feel so sorry for him, because I believe that when he gets older, he is going to blame his parents, because a whole lot of stuff getting ready to happen with his life. Because you're 10 and you got pedophiles, you got homosexuals coming after you, okay, at 10. And I mean, he's twerking and everything. It's a mess. It makes me almost sick to my stomach. I don't know. I think Babasa Jean's brother still just takes the cake. So it wasn't worth his back, but I'm just saying. And it's just so offensive to me, because I see what they're doing with our boys. They're trying to effeminize our boys. They have a vaccine now that if you give it to a girl, they're putting in testosterone in the vaccines for the girl and estrogen for the boys. So therefore, you're going to cause each sex to be attracted to their own sex. Okay? Come on now. Just follow me here. This is, you can look at everything that I'm saying. You can look it up. You can look it up. I guarantee you. Where do you think I got it from? Okay, I do research. But Israel, talked about it also. Talked about the marijuana. Talked about the gummy bears, this drink that's also sterilizing our boys and causing them to be attracted to other boys. Okay, so you have to understand, when they talk about legalizing something, they've made millions of dollars. They put millions of our men behind bars because of it, and now they're trying to legalize it. They're going to miss so much money. You have to understand, they're getting ready to make even more money on this marijuana when they legalize it. Okay, you have to understand that. They're not going to do something that's going to hurt them or to bless you. You can forget that. If it's going to bless you in any kind of way, they ain't doing it, okay? So anything that they do, don't ever believe that they're your friend, because they're not. I did a story on that last week, too, okay? They are not your friends. They are not your friends. They are not your friends. Can you say that? Okay. Now, I don't know why the social services have not been called in to arrest these parents because of this. And they say he's been working. Put it in short, too. He's been working under the radar. And so his parents are dropping him off at this homosexual club. Does that make sense? Welfare department should be called. This sexual abuse. This is sexual abuse. I believe that this is sexual abuse. Okay. This is. They are abusing that boy, okay, by even allowing him to do this. You have to understand what's really going on. Then you got sex offenders in a library reading to our children who's transgender, dressing up like women,
I mean, you got hairy looking men, looking like men, dressing up in dresses and makeup, drag queens. And I mean, some of these men look like, ooh, Jesus, they would scare me if I was a child. I'd be like, what the heck is that? I mean, they look like monsters. Little hit one man looked like a hairy little monster. I'm serious. I'm like, what in the world is going on here? He had a beard. He had hair on his chest. He had a dress on his. He had a dress on and showing his little chest. He had little fake boobies. And he had all his hair. Hair on his face. Hair on, I mean, it was just, he looked a hot mess. And if I could have been there and took a picture of him, I would have said, let me show you what you look like. I'm going to tell you, the devil has got these. They are, honey, the devil got them looking like a fool. The devil has got these men looking like fools. We're not even going to mention Malik, who said he like women with breasts and a penis. I ain't seen no, I'm going to stick to that. I'm going to keep telling you that because I have never seen. I don't know about some of y'all men like might like stuff like that, but I just, if you got a penis and you're a man and you like a penis and you're having sex with another penis, then you're gay. He said, no, he's not gay. He said he like women with breasts and penises. Now, I ain't seen no woman like that. I'm just saying. But I think something's wrong with him, okay? This is his new little charade that he got going. That's Malik, the little black man who was on the Breakfast Club and stuff, okay? This is what he said. But you have to understand, I talked about the gay agenda. Look it up. It's on my Facebook page. Look it up. Read this stuff, you guys. I read all the time so that you can understand your enemy. If you don't know your enemy, this is why you're hugging your enemy, because you don't know your enemy. We act like we forget. How are you forgetting all of this craziness? Martin Luther King, God, we are in the same predicament that we were in the 1963. Do you hear me? We have not moved one inch. You got people like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, Coonery, who have literally sold us out and look at your face every day. And then every chance he gets, he's trying to back somebody. Sit down, honey. White folks love Al Sharpton. Why? Why do you think so? They gave this man a radio station. Why? They're not going to give you anything if you're not caping for them. If you are not allowing them to use you as a coon to distract black folk or to divide and conquer or to convince us to vote Democratic again, whose Democratic Party has never done anything with black folk. Republicans have never, and people say, well, we don't want Trump in there. He's racist. Well, they go. Do you not know they're all racist? Have you seen Hillary Clinton? He, Biden? Come on, Bernie? Come on, you guys. Elizabeth Warren, who says she's an Indian and looks like she's 100% white? She's a liar? You want a lady who's a liar lying about her culture? Pamela Harris is not going to do reparations. Cory Booker is not doing reparations. Nobody is doing any reparations for nobody. Bernie said no. Elizabeth Warren said write a check for what? Bernie said Bernie. He said no. No. We got a lot of stuff to do. But you gave your own people, Jews, the reparations, though, didn't you? And keep coming back every year. He ain't just getting one check. He gave them several checks every time they come back. You don't have to sign nothing. You don't have to discuss nothing. And I think I've seen somewhere Cheetah Jackson, that the trial is going to start Wednesday. Give me a break, lady. Nobody cares about your trial. And they're just trying to do that to stop black folks and want to pull us into the Democratic Party. I'm not voting. No, you will not get my free vote ever again unless you have something for me on the table. You don't have a black agenda. You don't have reparations on the table. And it's set to be in the trillions of dollars. And I need to keep coming back. I'm just saying. I want land. I'm picking my own land. I don't want you picking my land, but I'm just saying. America has so much land. Africa has so much land. Okay? You can pick a state. Pick where you want to go and buy you some land. Buy you some land. You can buy some land anywhere. I'm just saying. What is it that you want? Come on. If you don't have a black agenda, if they don't have it on their ticket, guess what? You are not getting my free black vote anymore. And don't tell me that crap. Well, you know your grandma died. No, she would turn over in her grave if she even knew that we were voting for such racism. Bernie Sanders, Biden, in 1984, he wrote that crime bill that put half our men in jail, okay? And Clinton in 94, 10 years later, he did another crime bill, made it more harsher than Biden's crime bill. And guess who signed it? Bernie
signed it. Okay? They put the other half of our men in jail. But you have to understand. You have to understand. It was all, all of this. Now, if you're going to tell me that we didn't get down and we didn't get to this point on our own, I'll shut up. But I'm going to tell you, we didn't get here on our own. We had some help. Your government helped you with welfare. Your government took your men out of the house. The divide and conquer, put them, didn't give them a job, put drugs in the neighborhood. And we had no planes to drop off no drugs and go over there and get no drugs and bring it back. One of them wars, the World War II, that's what they was doing. Vietnam War, one of the wars, they was getting all that opiate, honey. They was over there in the opiate field. Trust and believe me. Look it up. If you don't believe somebody, some of y'all just don't believe none of nobody says. Some of y'all don't believe nothing, but won't look nothing up to prove me wrong. If you don't believe me, prove me wrong. Look it up. Let's be educated. Instead of y'all just sitting up there, got the blocks on your mind. Aren't you tired with the blocks? Take the blocks off your mind. Let's go. Sky's the limit, sweetheart. Sky is the limit. Please. Please. Walk with me. Walk with me through this. Walk with me through this valley. It is time for us to do better. Stop believing. If I was white sitting up there telling you this, y'all would suck it up, probably want to hug me and everything else. But I'm black and I'm trying to talk to y'all, about some history, trying to talk to y'all about some good stuff. And you so busy sitting up there thinking, oh, she's, I hear it. But you know what? You're the part of the two-thirds. You're the one that's part of the two-thirds. If you sitting up there talking, oh, I'm not black, I'm a Gentile, then die. You part of the two-thirds. I'm done trying to convince black folk who they are. Something's called themselves nothing, and nothing's called themselves something. Figure that one out. I'll wait. Figure that one out. Nothing's called themselves something. Who are the nothing? And we call ourselves what? Nothing's called themselves something. And something called themselves nothing. Okay? Figure it out. Who's the nothing and who's the something? What is that saying? We ain't got time for these games. I'm just saying. Bernie Sanders signed it. Who put the other? So what's so, who's racist? Hillary Clinton. She was Margaret Sanger's girl. Love Margaret Sanger. Do you know who Margaret Sanger is? Look her up. This woman was the Planned Parenthood who genocided black babies. And who, you know, Hillary Clinton said, that is her hero. This woman, y'all black folks better wake up and investigate some of these people. We better start voting locally to get some of these mayors out of here, to get some of these mayors and judges and DAs, the prosecutors, y'all need to start voting these people out if they're not going to do their job. And if they're going to get somebody 10 years for murder, you need to vote them out in the name of Yahoo. Vote them out. Get them out. Because they are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. That's sad. That's the sad part. You can't beg somebody to support you. Black caucus, all of them need to be unseated because they ain't none of them doing nothing for us. Not a one. Not a one. We got a wicked government. We have a wicked government. Got these vaccines, and they got all the stuff in these vaccines. They want you to take it. Want you to give them to your children. No, we're not giving it to our children. You got the gay pride, the gay agenda. And, I mean, they just doing all kind of stuff. You know, just like that 10-year-old hurting his parents. They should be arrested. Somebody got to drop this little boy off at the club. Who's dropping him off at the club while he's sitting up to dance for all these grown, nasty white men? I'm just saying, okay? Because, you know, that's what they do. That's what they've been doing. White folk ain't changed. They doing just what they've been doing, molesting their kids. You heard me. That's what they do. That's what they do. Some people say, well, I got some white friends. You can have some white friends. But I guarantee you, if you act black and if you really speak your mind and start speaking about your black issues, they're not going to be hanging around you because you're going to make them feel too uncomfortable. The only reason that you have black friends is because you're not black. You're not acting black. You're sitting up there acting like them. And you don't know who you are and you think they better than you. Like I said, sometimes think they nothings and nothings think they something. Figure that out. I'll wait. This is crazy. Then you got a lady in Hollywood. You got a lady in Hollywood. What's that woman's name? Chavez. She's got a little boy she adopted. A little boy. And been dressing him up like a girl. He said she adopted him from Africa. She's from South Africa. Okay? So you have to understand a little bit of stuff that's going on with her. Okay? Because, you know, I can get these black folks back. I can get one of theirs, and I'm gonna dress them up like. And she's dressing this boy up like, you know that's not normal. You know that's not normal. He is going to hate her when he gets older. He's gonna be like, I was a child. Even Desmond, he's 11. He's gonna hate his parents when he come across all them sexual diseases. And the CDC has said that homosexuality is the worst thing anybody could ever. As she said, disease is up to, it's just out of control among homosexuals because they sleep with everybody. Oh, they have more men. I mean, they just pass each other around. They're not. Some of them aren't in relationships, but a lot of them will be. They all over the place. They date this one 2 months. They date this one 2 weeks. They date this one 2 weeks. It's all about that. It's all about just that. And don't, man, y'all better come on. Like I said, this woman adopted this boy. He's 6 and is dressing him. And the last picture I seen, he was 6 wearing a girl's little jumper, one-piece jumper, sandals, and beads in his head. She didn't let his hair grow out, and he's wearing beads. I'm sick of this. I wish I could meet her. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this. It's just so sad, some of the stuff that's going on, some of this stuff, and how, you know, now you got the libraries. I was talking about the transgender reading in the library. Why is it our children, parents, now these are little babies, little bitty babies, 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old, sitting up there looking at this man in a dress with all his hair on his face, looking like clowns. Some of them look like darn clowns. So the kids probably think they're clowns. I'm hoping they think they're clowns. You know, the clowns come in, they got weeds on and stuff. So I'm hoping that they're clowns. That's what I'm hoping, that they're clowns. They think they're clowns. But these parents actually are taking their children to the library and allowing these pedophiles, homosexuals, to read to their babies. I can read to my own baby. I don't need nobody like your liking to read to my baby, okay? I wouldn't dare take my granddaughters to see none of them. And I told my granddaughter, I told her, I teach her this is wrong. And it's not something that you want to do. It's wrong. Wrong and wrong is right is right. But if I tell you what, I would take my kids out of these schools, and I would have homeschooling groups. There are homeschooling groups where you can sign up as a parent, and if you off on a Tuesday, then you could take the kids that day and other kids, not just yours, and you can teach them whatever the curriculum. You have a curriculum. So it's not like you have a curriculum. And if you have that year to teach it, you're just not teaching. But you would like to take a day and teach your child and a few other students also. You can do that. You can home. It's a home. It's called homeschooling. It's a group. And another parent could take Tuesday, and another parent could take Wednesday. And you could do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Homeschooling. I'm serious. We as black folk need to do something. Anytime you got a 6-year-old getting arrested, charges brought on her. Yes, it was dropped, but still, she was arrested, handcuffed. I'm just saying. And guess who did it? A black man. Yes, I said a black man did it. Let me give you the number again in case I have anybody that wants to join me in this conversation. The guest number is 563-999-3682. Again, 563-999-3682. I'd love for you guys to join me so we can have a conversation. So I would have to sit here and just talk to myself. You missed out on. I mean, I'm sure you guys have some opinions or some thoughts on what I'm saying. I'm sure some people might just don't agree and won't have some. Oh, let's talk. Let's talk about it. Oh, let me know what I'm talking about. Let's talk about it. But I don't know. I don't understand why parents would take their child to school, to a library, but a man, transgender man, read to their children. You have parents sitting up there with their kids. It's okay. Like, why is that okay? Is that okay? Why? Mattel got transgender neutral toys. Please don't buy your children none of these Mattel toys. Transgender toys, unisex gender neutral toys. Who's coming up with this stuff? Where is this stuff coming from? The Jews. No, I'm not being anti-Semitic. You got to have Semitic blood for you to be anti-anything. These people don't have no Semitic blood. I keep telling you guys that. Do your homework. They have no Semitic blood. They've been told a lie for so long it became true. They believe in the Talmud, which means they believe in homosexuality, pedophilia. Jerusalem is the top place besides Georgia with homosexuality. Because that's what they do. They sleep with their boys, they sleep with babies, they marry. You got to read the Talmud to understand what it's really about. They think the Talmud is more so, more powerful than the Bible. But they keep calling themselves the chosen. Are you the chosen of what? The devil? Yeah, you just chosen. Because that's what God called him. He's a revelation. 3:9. I know they've stolen your identity. The synagogue, he called them the synagogue of Satan. They are called serpent people. Come on. From Khazarian to Khazar, Germany. Do your homework, please, people. Tired of y'all acting like y'all don't know how to read nothing. Pick up a book. 13 tribes. Pick up a book, please. Read the 13 tribes. Read Timbuktu. From Babylon to Timbuktu. Read these books. Benya, for Israel. .go. Go to that man's web page and look up some of his stuff. Hebrews the Negro. Look up Ron Dalton. Look this stuff up. I'm giving you people that you can look up that can vouch for me. Everything I'm saying. Stop sitting up there putting a block with people trying to tell you something that you ain't done no homework to know nothing. And you just going with what you've been taught. What you've been taught in error. But you still want to believe a lie. Knowing it's not been working for you. Why do you think the churches is falling the way they're falling? Because of what it's connected to. Why do you think you got gay people in the choir, directing choirs, shouting all over the church and the pastor gay and the sisters gay? Come on. Why do you think that stuff is going, it's so prevalent in the church, you got? Because of what it's connected to. You can't be connected to the devil to be powerful. Oh, my God. Come on. Wake up, black folks. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Can y'all say that with me? Wake up. Yes. And my, 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 my.